Well before dawn, a small crowd of Cuban Catholics gathered outside the shrine dedicated to La Mambisa, as local people call the miraculous statue of Our Lady of Charity. Queuing patiently for the endless police checks that precede your every move here, they had plenty of time to reflect on the many miracles attributed to the small wooden statue, a powerful symbol of liberation over the past four centuries, for independence from the Spanish colonizers, and for the slaves brought in to work the copper mines on which this port city was founded in the early 16th century.
Virgen de la Caridad del Cobre, Madre de Dios y Madre Nuestra.
In his brief greeting after kneeling in prayer and lighting a candle in front of the statue, Pope Benedict had special words for Cubans descended from those African slaves who make up over 30% of the population, but who are often among the poorest inhabitants of the island.
Hagan saber a cuantos se encuentran cerca o lejos que ha confiado a la Madre de Dios el futuro de su patria.
The Pope said he also prayed for the needs of all who suffer here, of those deprived of their freedom, those separated from their loved ones, and those in other difficult situations.
Que Dios los bendiga. Muchas gracias.
People clapped politely as he waved goodbye at the end of his last stop here in Santiago. A steel band played and people pressed their faces against the gates of the shrine to watch his car disappear down the road between dilapidated low brick houses with corrugated iron roofs. The rector of the shrine, Father Jorge Palma, said he hoped the brief visit would bring many blessings to the church here, just as the visit of John Paul II did some 14 years ago. Maybe not any overnight miracles, but at least the knowledge that people are not forgotten as they continue the struggle for freedom, justice, and decent living standards for all. In Santiago de Cuba, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.